You've probably heard it said that the 4th Avenue Jail in downtown Phoenix is the state's largest mental health facility. That's because so many people with serious mental illness end up behind bars every day. But to the people who run healthcare in the jail, that's not where they belong.
Now a new program is working to flag people with mental illness when they're booked and get them out as quickly as they can. The show's Lauren Gilger takes us to the jail to find out more.
It's 7:50 on a Monday night, and Gary Peltier is standing outside of the 4th Avenue Jail in downtown Phoenix, waiting for someone to be released at exactly 8 p.m.
Marco? How you doing, buddy?
Marco walks out of the towering jail, holding a plastic bag filled with belongings he had with him when he was arrested, shakes Peltier's hand, takes his belt out of the bag, and starts to put it on.
Have you heard about what the program entails?
Well, this is the first time I've heard about it.
Peltier is an engagement specialist with Southwest Behavioral Health Services' Criminal Justice Engagement Team. Every day, at three specific times a day, team members like him wait outside of our county jails to pick people up just as they're released.
We're a wraparound service, a 90-day wraparound service.
Marco was released after just one night in jail by a judge before charges were ever filed against him and after he agreed to work with Peltier's team.
And from here, we'll go down. I don't know if I stopped and got you a sandwich. I don't know if you're hungry. I know that the jailhouse food isn't really worth writing home.
The Criminal Justice Engagement Team works with people who have been diagnosed with a serious mental illness, like Marco, and have been arrested for relatively minor crimes.
You know, it's one goal after another, whether it be a driver's license or navigating through the court system. And what most importantly is the encouragement and the hope, you know, that we can give them.
It's a peer support program run by people like Peltier, who have been through substance abuse treatment or mental health treatment before.
You know, I've been through it myself. You know, I've been in jail. I've been down at CAS.
From here, Peltier will take Marco to their offices at CAS, Central Arizona Shelter Services, the sprawling homeless campus in Phoenix, and spend an hour and a half asking him a series of questions about his illness, his medications, his history, his clinic. Tonight, they'll make sure he has a safe place to sleep. Tomorrow, he'll meet with his new case manager.
It's a triage, you know, we're a triage team.
Rachel Zamora is a senior team leader. She says as soon as someone is identified as seriously mentally ill in the jail, they get the referral and they get to work.
We send out the team. The team will then call the release desk.
The quick turnaround saves their clients from deteriorating behind bars and saves the entire system money, according to Zamora.
The idea is that it's very quick, within a 24-hour time frame, that we get the referral and we meet with the individual.
The Criminal Justice Engagement Team was launched in February of this year as a spinoff of the Smart Justice Program, which aims to keep low-risk offenders out of the criminal justice system and help them stay out.
They're not offenses toward a person or even toward property. It's mainly misdemeanor offenses, drink public intoxication, maybe a petty theft, stealing cigarettes out of a Circle K.
Ken Curry, the program's director, says their clients are people who are mentally ill and often go undiagnosed. Then they start self-medicating with drugs and alcohol. Homelessness and jail are often not far behind.
When you have someone who is mentally ill and homeless, and their options are very few, they're not on medications, well, sometimes their behavior is dictated by their circumstances.
And those kinds of crimes, he says, don't warrant the expense it costs to house someone in jail when the underlying problem is going untreated.
How much does it cost for people to be in jail versus how much does it cost to provide these kinds of programs?
According to Dr. Don Nagel, the mental health director for Maricopa Correctional Health Services, for someone with serious mental illness, spending a few nights in jail could derail their treatment, allow their illness to progress, and create a dangerous pattern.
The criminal justice system is not the answer for the seriously mentally ill. We should work at every opportunity to keep them from coming to jail, divert them when they come, and to work towards them not coming back.
I wish they had this when I was in jail.
Peltier has done a couple dozen pickups outside of the jails in the few months he's worked for the Criminal Justice Engagement Team. And there's only one hiccup.
You know, unfortunately, some don't take the services and some fail. But, you know, some turn the failure into a positive.
That's right. Some of their clients walk out of jail to meet the team and just walk away. And that's allowed.
They have under no obligation to come back, you know.
Curry says that's an important part of it, actually. It has to be their choice. Because help with addiction only works when you're ready to take it. And he says every day in this program, people are taking their help.
But they don't have to. But they're there every day. They're coming back because they want to sit with them. They want to get away from the nonsense, and they're trying, you know, baby steps to change their lives, and that's a good sign.
For the show, I'm Lauren Gilger.